I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Vladimir Putin says Russia could adopt what he described as a U.S. concept of using preemptive military strikes, noting it has the weapons to do the job. Putin specifically noted the U.S. hasn't ruled out the first use of nuclear weapons. Democrats gained a seat in the Senate with Raphael Warnock's victory in Georgia on Tuesday, but Democrats have lost a seat with the announcement by Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema that from now on, she's an independent. The AP's Mary Claire Jelinek reports on what it means.
What it is really more about her than the Senate. It's not going to change functionally the operations of the Senate or the Democrats' majority. She hasn't said specifically that she will caucus with the Democrats, but she has said that she will not caucus with the Republicans.
The former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on his neck was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.